There were about 100 people on the steps of Utah State Capitol for a rally in support of Medicaid expansion, but many more links in the paper chains they brought along. Each of the 150,000 links represents a Medicaid client in Utah, somebody like Stacy Stanford, who's been in a wheelchair since a car accident in 2010.
So 150,000 pieces of paper may not seem like much, but that's 150,000 lives.
Utah's governor hasn't yet decided whether to join the expansion of Medicaid included in the Affordable Care Act. But the Republican governors of New Jersey and Florida have recently said they will. Linda Hilton with the Coalition of Religious Communities says Utah has a closer model it can also look to.
Governor Jan Brewer, that a lot of Utahns have aligned themselves with on a number of issues, conservative issues, has opted to accept Medicaid money for Arizona. And we think that people in Utah, the legislators and the governor's office, need to look at that as a good precedent.
The demonstrators piled their paper chains in the governor's office while his staff looked on. Before he makes a decision, Governor Gary Herbert is waiting for a study that was supposed to be finished 2 weeks ago. He told his monthly news conference on KUED last week he's in no hurry.
We're not following the lead of any other state. We're going to do what's in the best interest of the people of Utah and our taxpayers. And that decision will probably come later on this year.
Herbert says he could call a special session of the legislature to deal with Medicaid when that study is finally available. Dan Bomas, KUER News.